And that makes me sound like a crazy person. And it's really not. That makes me sound like Laura Caviezel from CNN or the guy with the saw and the teddy bear.
I've been there.
It's not, no, it's not that I have, like, armed guards or something. Not yet. Someday I will live in a fortified compound, though, in manner of Mike Everhart or Hunter Thompson. But like Tim Riley, like Tim, it's, you know, look, it's not, Tim, you're not always, you. Tim is not constantly going up to people here at CBS Radio going, why don't you come over to my house this evening and we'll, you know, play canasta. It doesn't happen.
I'd like to befriend you.
Yes, it's not going to happen.
It just doesn't.
No,
I don't come here to make friends.
No, it's, we're a private people. Like many of you listening to me, you know, many of you, look, you're some guy, he's a delivery driver. He's out there, like if you're some guy who's delivering packages all day, you have to, you know, see people all day, you have to talk to people all day. And you know what? When you get off work at the end of the day, you're just like, screw it, I'm going home. You go home, you shut the door, you perhaps pour yourself a favorite adult beverage.
I go up to the third floor, so even if anyone breaks and enters, I still have a couple of floors.
You have 30 or 40 seconds to find the gun.
Uh-huh.
But you go home, and the guys know what I'm talking about, especially. I think this is really a guy thing, more than a woman thing most of the time. I think women are inherently more social.
Yes.
Than men are.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And I know there's a rash generalization, blah, 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 blah. But all I'm saying is I think men enjoy solitude more than women do. Now, again, Sarah's sort of a bizarre exception to this, except that you're not. I mean, you always talk about how you just like to go home and be by yourself and read a book or whatever. But you're, like, out, like, 5-6 days a week.
No, well, that's because I have my time, and then I go out and have social time.
See, but I'm like that, but without the social time. It's like you just take that on that pie chart where it's my time, social time, make it all my time with like a little sliver that you have to blow up on a separate window to see social time, like enlarged to show texture.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, there you go. So the program gets done, and Tim and I go home. Not like together on a tandem bike. But I mean, you know, we go home and just
I put on a pair of dark glasses.
Yes.
And traverse anonymously down the street.
Here's what I did yesterday. I got off work. I went home. Was Laura there? She was taking a nap or something. But I went home. I walked inside. I took off my shoes. I got some bad food from the refrigerator. And I sat on the couch and I turned on the TiVo. And I watched television for like 2.5 hours. That's it. That's my night. And I'm okay with it. I'm fine. Think I'm a loser. Think I'm dull. It's okay. It's fine. I'm zen with the fact that that's what I am. But women, I think, are inherently more social than this. And women want to go out and just sort of talk to people and interact and whatever.
So Laura got back from her camping trip yesterday?
So she's back from her camping trip yesterday. So she was off camping. She was in the gorge, off camping. Now, here's the thing. I don't like to leave the home typically, but we had agreed we were going to go to Seattle this weekend to, as my friend Larry would say, just sort of get out of Dodge for a while. Just sort of be away from things, away from stress and work and whatever. We were going to go to Seattle. And which is fine with me. I would totally had made peace. Well, okay, we'll go to Seattle. We'll hang, you know, go to the, you know, get a hotel. We'll hang out.
If you take the train, maybe we'll hit a car on the way out.
Yes, we'll have some food. We'll do whatever. So she's been camping all week, though. She has to work a 12-hour shift tomorrow. And she's like, you know what? I think I'm too tired to go to Seattle this weekend. Let's just bag it. We'll go another time. And I'm like, you know, hey, that's fine. I'm more than happy to just sit around and do a whole lot of nothing. Don't want to go to Seattle? That's great. I'm fine by me. We'll sit at home. Except now we're not going to Seattle, and also I'm not going to be allowed to sit at home because she's got some big party that she's going to this weekend that she's decided I have to attend as well. So it seems like it ought to be one or the other. It seems like if we're going to go to Seattle, which I was kind of looking forward to, if that gets canceled, I should not then therefore be punished by having to, like, on the one hand, I'm not going to go to Seattle. On the other hand, I'm not just going to be allowed to sit at home either. I have to not go to Seattle, and I have to go, to a party where I will be expected to be the kooky, entertaining guy.
Nobody expects that of you.
Everybody expects that of me.
How about,
I can spend time with her at home. I can spend time with her in the car doing something. I can spend time with her at Fry's buying a new pair of headphones. I can spend time with her at a movie. I can spend time with her walking to Pasta Works and buying overpriced food that will make me fatter.
If you could bring your poodle with you, would that be a reasonable...
No, because I would just... Because there's only two modes for me when I go to a party, and Sarah has seen this. Most people have an intermediary switch. I don't. I have switch... Like, my personality switch has two settings. There's A, which is where I'm like, just sitting in a corner, not knowing anybody, being... not wanting to talk.
And A happens about 90% of the time.
Just sitting there staring at my feet. People go, how are you? And I go, yeah, I'm great. Looking at my watch, wondering when I can leave.
That's
social.
No, and you're like not tactful about it either. You're just like,
you've only been there for 10 seconds. Yeah. You have 4 more hours to go.
Yeah, just looking at the clock, going to the bathroom and just sitting there after I'm done with my business with the door shut, just like trying to count off as many minutes as possible before I go back out to the living room.
You'll be asked to play games that interest you not at all.
That's it. So that's setting A, and then I have like setting like C. You know, which is where I'm like, hey, glad to be here. Wah, wah, which I can really get into like twice a year. Like if it's a holiday, like a Christmas party, I can ramp up to it. Like I have some time to like get in like, okay, so when your mother starts talking to me, I have the following 4 stories I can tell. And then there's this one observation, and then I'll ask her this question and she'll take over. And I can like prepare, or like if I know which of Lara's friends I'm hanging out with, it's like I can prepare things in advance. Okay, we'll talk about open source software. That'll get 20 minutes. Then we'll talk about how much we love going to Fry's. That's good for like 10. I can use the bathroom.
So,
and I can prepare. But, you know, most people have like in between the two, like B setting, which is where you go and you hang out and you just kind of talk and you chill out. And you just sort of have a casual conversation, maybe a drink, and then you go home. But I don't have that setting.
Well, is Lara like your wingman? Is she your buddy at parties? Like, well, she, like, you guys will hang out together, right? You'll have each other.
Yeah, but then it's just me and my wife talking to each other for 3 hours. I can do that at home. I don't have to dress up. Don't even have to bathe.
But isn't marriage about sacrifices?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't believe I add anything when she go. Like, there's no upside to taking me anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, her friends aren't impressed with it. You know, her friends are no longer impressed with it. He's on the radio, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. On an AM station, you know, and then they go back to talking about whatever.
So, should I bring the dog to beach or should I put it in the kennel?
Yeah. So, yeah, there is no upside to taking me to a party. Because if you take me to a party, I'm either going to be the stupid, loud attention whore, or I'm just going to be sitting in a corner like Data when his battery has run down. Just sitting there like a robot, just... I talk to no one, you know? Or I'm going to be like, hey, look at me. Aren't I wacky? Look at how kooky I am. Which makes me look like some sort of pathetic attention whore that doesn't get enough spotlight 15 hours a week on a radio program named after him. You know what I mean? I have no middle setting. And so this weekend we were going to be going to Seattle, which now we can't do that either. Now we can't go to Seattle because if we go to Seattle now, then it's totally that, fine, we'll go to Seattle, and then neither of us will enjoy it. Because it's clear that it's like it's one of those, fine, we'll do it your way, then it's like smoothing things over, a trip to Seattle. And you know, you can't do that. You can't enjoy the trip if it's been canceled and then scheduled just to try to make Rick happy. Then it's like no one can enjoy it because there's all this baggage that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here's the other thing. Since we're now like an hour behind. Here's
sorry,
the other
moving
thing.
Around the brakes right now.
No, this is Relatable Thursday. Isn't this relatable?
It is.
Tim can relate to this. Mm-hmm. You see, and you can't, though, Sarah. That's the thing. And I don't mean that as a knock. I don't think you can relate to this because you interact with people really well. And I just don't. It's just not a skill I have. I lack the talk to people like a normal human gene.
If you get to know you, you talk like a normal person.
I guess, but I mean...
Well, Lara probably sees all the wonderful qualities in you every day, and she just wants, you know, she's hoping that maybe this will be the party that you'll break out of your shell.
Not going to happen. 33 years old.
And I sit in a little tiny room 15 hours a week for 5 years.
I mean, that's it. You know, unless they want to sit and talk about headphones and, like, some jingle that a CHR station in Boston used 10 years ago.
Oh, you have plenty of topics.
See, but... I shouldn't have to prepare. You don't have to prepare topics when you go to a party. You don't have to prep in advance like it's a show. Like, okay, it's Slack Mo. I literally do this. We will go. God, we had to go to this. We went to a Thanksgiving party. And by the way, I should say, this is no knock on her friends. They're great people. They're pretty normal. They're kind of geeky, but I mean in a cool way. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're really outdoorsy. That's the one difference between them and me. They're all hiking pals. That's how she knows all of her friends. They're all hiking, outdoor, fishing, kayaking, climbing trees. You know, pals, and I'm you know, really incredibly not. But no knock on them or on her. This really is a case of it ain't her. It's me. It's not you, baby. It's all Rick. I'm aware that all the defects are on this side of the table here. So that's, I should say that repeatedly. This is nothing on her or her friends. The problem is all me. But we go to this Thanksgiving party, and literally, as we're sitting there, while other people are talking, When other people talk, normally you like listen. You're like, that's interesting. Maybe I'll weigh in. That's a funny anecdote he just told. Not me. While other people are talking, I'm in my head prepping for when there's a dead spot in the conversation and I have to fill it. You know, like, what if I tell that story about? No, I've already told that one. What if I we're having turkey? Do I know any funny stories about tryptophan? Now everybody knows the thing about tryptophan from Seinfeld. I talk about movies. Yeah, that couple owns a video store. We'll talk about movies. Maybe that's okay. Okay, yeah, movie. So, what do you think of that? What do you think of that new Batman? You know, and then that's it. And then that, you know, and then it's like panicking because, like, okay, what am I going to say next time when the conversation stops? And part of it is because I think of working in radio, where you just get so paranoid about dead air and silence. And you know, it's just like there's a silence for even 5 seconds.
Oh, even 1 second.
I've got to fill it. I just sound so mental, don't I? I sound just completely insane. Well, there you go. What you asked. You asked what was wrong.
So you got into an argument because you don't want to go, but she wants you to.
Yeah, and it's like I have to go.
And you have to go.
I have to go.
This is something you have to do, right?
But I have to go, but it's like I can't... You know, I have to go, but it doesn't mean that I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can wait. I can wait forever. I can wait 1,000 years. And again, it has nothing to do with her or her friends. They're great people. It is all that I am just a mutant. I am incapable of interacting with other people normally. You all know that. Clearly, that's why this particular group of people, by which I mean Jim and Sarah and myself, and let's be honest, most of the listeners, we all gravitated together because we're all, as I said, sort of in Bigger Than Jesus, we're all sort of freaky in our own way. And if you're listening to this program, you know that that's probably true about you as well. You there alone in the basement making a Boba Fett costume out of PVC pipe. You know it's true. And I don't mean that as a knock, but we're all sort of marching to a different drummer. You know what I mean? And we're
otherwise,
all,
you'd be listening to a Pledge Break on NPR right now.
That's what I'm saying, or singing along with a Carrie Underwood song. So we're all sort of... You know what this radio program and its audience is? And this is true. Here's the thing. This radio program, the cast and then the audience... We are all sort of marching to our own drummer, but like kind of together. It's sort of a parade, but we're all standing like 20 feet away from each other. You know what I mean? Like we're all kind of freaky. We're not all exactly the same. We all are kind of our own individual person. But we are all joined by at least not by not being like the vast majority. Doesn't mean we're all the same, but we are all kind of freaks in our own way. That's why you're listening to this program. So, this, what is it? Yes. No. Yeah, you're right. No, that's exactly... This show is...
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
There you go. Thank you, Scotty.
Do you feel better?
No, not at all. Well, a little bit. I do. See, now you know. Now you know what's bugging me.
Yeah, well, see, you're just nervous. That's exactly what it is.
It's nervous, and then my final observation, and then we have to break, and then we'll talk about Stormwatch 2006, which is a fantastic intro made by Scotty. Oh, no.
Oh.
Gotta shove a little something on somebody else. I'm not suffering alone. No, here's the final thing. And again, I admit that this is all me, but this party is, what is Saturday? Today's Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's just like looming out there, like an iceberg.
So you can't even enjoy your Friday because you know that on Saturday you have to go to the party.
Like if I could go to the party now, if I could leave the show right now and just put on a best of and go to the party and get it over with, I would do it. But no, it's looming out there like a berg, and you're steaming towards New York or whatever, the Titanic or whatever.
See,
however
the
hell that
is. You should be excited that you have a party to go to on a Saturday night. That's what normal people do.
I'm not excited.
I know.
I'm filled with dread.
Think of all the things that your TiVo will have for you if you leave the house for a few hours.
It's not working. It's not working for me. I know there's probably some mental trick. You know, it's like an Office Space when he says, so could you just, like, knock me out so I think I'm, you know, fishing or something? If I could be hypnotized so when I go to the party I think about fries, that'd be fantastic.
I have an idea. Okay.
How could this go wrong?
Okay. So since you feel comfortable in front of the microphone.
No.
On the show, no, you should secretly tape record yourself as you're walking around the party so that we kind of feel like you have to be on because you're recording it.
That's a fantastic idea.
Isn't it? Thank you. And because Nate actually has one with a mic lapel that you can just stick
in. Is that illegal?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't broadcast it is what you're saying.
No, you wouldn't have to broadcast it, but see, for you, you'd know that you're recording it, and that way you'd feel like you're...
So it would fool me.
It would fool
you. It would trick my brain into making me social. Demented and sad, but social. Not gonna work. Thanks, Jim. There you go. Thank you. And the worst part is, you know, while I'm not having to be social, you know, Tim will just be home in a cocoon of isolation, floating in some sort of a saline-filled bubble. Sons of bitches.
All right, let's see.
How behind are we just for those playing the home game?
14 minutes. No, actually 17.
No, but you know, Donna Mike set the bar like so high for running late. By the way, you're listening to KCEMD AM Portland.
I was just going to play.
Zing! All right. Okay, here's what we got to do. We're going to break. We'll come back. Jim Root, probably?
No, we have Root at 2:30.
Oh, 2:30. Oh, so we can do Stormwatch.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back. People are going to get a couple calls about this. We'll get a couple calls about this. And then we'll do Stormwatch. We will recap Rockstar. I do feel better. Thank you, sir. See, that's how this program works, though. It's like you, because you come in here sometimes with a chip on your shoulder, and you won't admit it, and I have to push you about it, and then you get all you get all angry and bitchy about it, because I'm fine, and then I have to, like, and usually it's just nature special time, but sometimes it's like a dishwashing argument.
No, but, and then it'll
you feel better.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I do feel better. Thank you. We'll talk about Stormwatch 2006. We'll talk about Rockstar Supernova, which last night, somebody, by the way, emailed us a list of the criteria, which you must match at least six of to be classed as a sexual predator, to be put on this map. So we'll talk about that later as well. And Jim Roop's going to be up next hour talking about the Emmys for programs that no one watches. It's 503-733-2970. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
KCMD AM Solid State Radio.
Attention truck, Jeep, and SUV owners. Have summer gas prices got you burning up? Get on down now to Four Wheel Parts to increase fuel savings and horsepower. Check out gas-saving packages from Aerate filters, MagnaFlow exhaust, HyperTech programmers, super chips, banks, and many more. Plus, save up to 10% off all performance packages. Let your engine breathe easier with a K&N air intake and receive up to a $50 rebate. Plus, receive a free K&N oil filter with the purchase of a K&N replacement filter. Right now, save up to $400 on ProComp suspension, tire, and wheel packages. Dress up your truck with a set of custom wheels. Right now, buy three ProComp forged wheels and get the fourth free. Or get $50 off a set of selected American Racing wheels. Four Wheel Parts installs everything they sell by ASE certified mechanics. Mention this radio ad and get 10% off installation. Get on down to the Four Wheel Parts store just one block south of Division on Southeast 82nd Avenue.
Four Wheel Parts, performance centers.
If you're building, remodeling, or just making repairs, don't miss this opportunity. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale is back this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store. Thousands of plumbing items, including every major brand, are priced for immediate sale. You'll find phenomenal clearance specials. Shop early for the best selection. Bring your van, pickup, or trailer. You'll save hundreds, even thousands. Solano toilets, an amazing $49. Kohler kitchen faucets, $59. Hot water dispensers, up to half off. Pedestal bathroom sinks, $35. Jacuzzi, American Standard, and Max Whirlpool tubs, up to 70% off manufacturer's list prices. Don't miss it. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store at 55th and Foster Road.
If it's plumbing, we'll have it. Stop by and give us a ring. George Moreland Plumbing, the water heater king.
Rise Fighting Championship presents BJ the Prodigy Penn's protege, Albert Manners, versus Straight Blast own Chesky Andrews at the Portland Expo Center this Saturday night. Plus, 10 amateur MMA fights and a guest appearance by BJ Penn. Don't miss it. Tickets at all Tickets West locations.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. Call 1-800-459-2807. 1-800-459-2807. Call now. 1-800-459-2807.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggle sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner Degreaser. 30 years ago, my father and I witnessed a fatal cleaning accident. That inspired us to develop a product that would eliminate the need for hazardous cleaners. Today, Simple Green has become the world's finest non-toxic all-purpose cleaner. Its concentrated formula can handle virtually any cleaning job you might have. The kitchen, bathroom, laundry, and garage. Simple Green cleans them all quickly and safely. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
Attention truck, Jeep, and SUV owners. Have summer gas prices got you burning up? Get on down now to Four Wheel Parts to increase fuel savings and horsepower. Check out gas saving packages from Air-Raid filters, MagnaFlow exhaust, HyperTech programmers, super chips, banks, and many more. Plus, save up to 10% off all performance packages. Let your engine breathe easier with a K&N air intake and receive up to a $50 rebate. Plus, receive a free K&N oil filter with the purchase of a K&N replacement filter. Right now, save up to $400 on ProComp suspension, tire, and wheel packages. Dress up your truck with a set of custom wheels. Right now, buy three ProComp forged wheels and get the fourth free. Or get $50 off a set of selected American Racing wheels. Four Wheel Parts installs everything they sell by ASE certified mechanics. Mention this radio ad and get 10% off installation. Get on down to the Four Wheel Parts store just one block south of Division on Southeast 82nd Avenue.
Four Wheel Parts, performance centers. Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105. Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get so deep in debt, but now you need a way out, a way to relieve the anxiety, a way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-353-4466. Debt Settlement USA. USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-353-4466. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-353-4466. 1-866-353-4466.
The phone lines are open. Call Rick Emerson at 503-733-2970. This is AM 97, Solid State Radio.
Doing your whole damn sex. I'm going to keep saying that. No, there's some linguistic thing about when you use the word gender and when you use the word sex, and I can never figure out which one it is.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, we'll
go after the lawsuit, won't we?
503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Show. And so forth. Now, to email me like, it's Rick at RickEmerson.com. All right, don't forget, as part of the new, exciting, productive Rick Emerson radio program, turning over a new programmatic leaf. At the we didn't do it today, but at the beginning of every program, I give a list of things that I will be getting to. And then at the end of the program every day, Sarah will then give an assessment of which things I got to and which things I did not, and I will do one push-up for those things teased and not gotten to. Yesterday,
so yesterday
was fine.
You had one.
I didn't, because Jen Lane is... that's not under my...
It on the list.
It's understood that it's not...
Shouldn't have put it on the list.
We don't want to have this discussion again. I think we should just call yesterday a trial period.
Oh, someone's a little angry. Are you still channeling your anger? I didn't... You told me what to put on the list. I didn't ask for that to be put on the
I'm
list.
I'm saying I did talk about Jen Lane later. That should count. It's not my fault that she didn't show up. That's on Jen Lane. She should have to do the push-up for that. We can call yesterday a trial run. If we're going to now... because maybe I had different ideas of ground rules than you did. If the ground rules are that...
The rules were that you told me, Sarah, pick up a pen, write down this list. Whatever things I don't get to, I will do one push-up for them. And I was nice enough to not make it five. I made it one.
You were nice enough. You said one. I would have gone as high as five push-ups, but you said one, and that's fine.
Okay.
If a guy wants $500,000 for the house, and you offer him $100,000, he takes it. That's what I'm saying. So, okay, well, from now on, now we understand the ground rules. I do not acknowledge yesterday's push-up, but from now on, if the ground rules are that even things beyond my control count, that's fine. Bless you.
Thank you.
See how I said bless you and not gesundheit. That should count for something. It's 503-733-2970.
It still counts. I don't know who you're talking to, but it still counts.
I hear you talking. I'm not listening.
I know, it's just he's rambling.
It's going on and on and on. I could be saving these observations for the party on Saturday. Maybe that's what I should do. And then I tried to say that Jen Lane wasn't under my control. That'll teach him.
Just give him lots of show talk.
I just talked to him about nothing but radio.
And then the equalization was all screwed up on the Optimod, and I find that the compression on the signal is all, and just everybody just leave me alone. They'll just roll away from me.
Would anyone like to see how they use a bulk tape eraser?
You should bring a tape recorder with you and play them bits of the show.
Seriously. I should totally carry some pre-produced bits around. So, like, at slack moments, I can just play, like, a Pander 103 thing. You know, like, I can play a Wing song.
You can move him up like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yes. Speaking of which, we are going to have the ventriloquist in. He's going to be in the studio, like, 2 weeks. He's going to sit here with his crotchety old man puppet. And he's... No, I mean the thing. Crotchety's a great word, isn't it?
His crotchety old man puppet.
I'm sorry, that was a...
I'm huge!
All right, it's 503-733-2970. Anyway. We got Jim Rube coming up next hour. That's my point there. And we'll do the Stormwatcher in a second. Let me just read this one email. Rick, you beat me to the punch. But you describing yourself in social situations describes the vast majority of your audience, especially me. We, meaning him and his wife, just went to a 4th of July party at a friend's house, and I went through the same thing. The guys talk about their stock portfolios and business and college basketball. I prepared a story about rafting because it's outdoorsy and funny. I basically made it into a bit at this point. Then I was done with the story and had nothing else to say. So I took a smoke break and wandered down the street by myself trying to think of my next relatable story to share with these men at the party. I ended up just hanging out with 8-year-olds because they were the only ones fascinated by my explanation that Superman is the greatest and most powerful superhero, but Batman is better and far superior. There you go. See, it's not just me. All right.
There you go.
There you go. And that's one to grow on, kids. The more you know, blah, blah, blah. No, damn it. All right, so who watched Storm on Rockstar Supernova last night?
Tim?
All of us watched. And the email, do you get a lot of email about it? Because I demand, last night it started coming in at like 8:30. Because we were at Cibola's. I wouldn't watch it at home. We were at Cibola's.
What are you doing there?
Sitting by ourselves in a corner, hoping that no one else showed up. Sitting there by myself. So it's just, because at home, it's like, you know, because it's like I get into that TV watching mode. And even there with people, like, I'm just watching the television here. I hope I don't have to take my eyes off the screen for even a moment.
But it was so fun to be able to make snarky comments about other competitors.
No, it was like a Mystery Science thing. No, we had a good time. It was so stressful last night. I mean, it was unbelievably stressful. But there was, I don't know, what, probably 8 or 9 of us just kind of said, because it was Jen Lane's thing. It wasn't really our thing. So we were just kind of there. And we were just there as just viewers of the show. And, like I said, it doesn't matter to us, like, what Storm does fantastically or Storm does poorly. It doesn't really, like, we have nothing to win or lose there. But, it was just, I mean, even now I can feel the stress building.
Yeah.
So,
she did really well. I'm so unnerved about that comment the person said yesterday. It's like, I wish I wouldn't have read on.
What?
They said that they were reading that blog about a bunch of the gossip about the show.
Yeah, but I mean, but how much could they know? Because they've only filmed one episode. They've only filmed the one that airs tonight.
Okay.
Storm, here's the thing. Storm, by the way, here's the phone number. If you saw a Storm, if you watched Rockstar Supernova last night, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. But here's the Storm herself told us, and I think she's going to be calling in, I think maybe it's tomorrow, because I don't think she can call in on a night when there is one airing. Because what is it? Because last night it was all 15 performers, and then the vote period was 4 hours after the end of the show. And then tonight, they're showing stuff from the mansion and stuff like behind the scenes, like in the studio or whatever. And tonight, the bottom three vote getters, I think this is how it works.
Yeah.
The bottom three vote getters each perform one song. Now does the band kick one person off, or does the audience vote again tonight, and then the band makes the final decision? Does anybody know? No, see, I have nothing.
I would think the votes have already been tallied by this point.
Well, no, but last night's votes have been tallied.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. So there's 15 singers, and they all went last night. Then we all voted. I voted numerous times. Can I just tell you this? I have no idea how much it's costing me every time I vote for Storm.
I voted like 10 times on my cell phone last night.
I mean, it could be $5 each time
all
I know. If somebody knows how much, I'm just weighing whether I even want to know it or not.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, but I do. So if you know, If you know how much it's costing every time I... And I'm not talking about online, because I think it's free to vote online. But I have no idea how much it costs to vote via Verizon or the cell. Because you can only vote with your phone if you're Verizon, right? Isn't that the thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there you go. So if you know how much that costs... Because it's like, to vote for Storm, text Rock 01. And so I'm immediately like, yes, I must text Rock 01. Could be $80 for all I know. Anyway, so the 15 vocalists all got introduced and they performed last night. And then we voted at the end. Voting was open until 1:30 a.m. Now, they showed a little an initial bottom three. And I can't remember who that was, though. It was that Chris guy. Was it that guy who sang Roxanne?
That was so bad.
See, but I liked that guy. Like, I didn't like his performance. Not a good performance. I'm not a big Police fan, but it's a terrible performance of that song. But I liked him. Like, he had a certain kind of cool charisma. He had like a young Waylon Jennings thing kind of going on.
I felt bad for him. I mean, they were really mean to him.
He was the only one they gave a flat-out bad review to.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one that they just flat-out... In fact, Gilby Clark actually said, dude, you got a good voice, but that sucked. And we were all there.
And
like,
what's going on with his hair?
Gilby Clark?
Yeah.
That's fake. That's fake hair. That's what's going on.
They took it down way too low. It's like growing out of his forehead.
There's some stapling going on. That's what's going on with that hair. He looks like a Tijuana pimp. He's got, I mean, really, he looks like a guy on the wanted poster, you know? You know what I mean? You know, like, wanted, rapido, reward, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, he totally looks like some bandito is out on the run somewhere. And he's got, like, that bad, like, tying Sweet Nell to the railroad tracks mustache going on.
I don't know. The one girl that I'm really kind of fearful about is that one girl with all the crazy stuff on her face.
Now, see, I don't, that's, well, let's, we'll
She's
go
good.
Through.
Yeah, she was really
I
good.
I don't
she
fear
really
her.
Good.
No. I don't fear her at all. We'll go through. Kristen from accounting made us a performer by performer.
I would say she's number two after Storm.
Oh, yeah, no, that's where you're wrong. That's
we'll
I
see.
No, see, you're all about the Billy Idol guy, and I didn't think he was that good.
He was fantastic.
Oh, he was good.
Really good.
Well, he was good, but I guess I've heard that song so many times that I can't really tell.
You got to separate the singer from the song. Like, I never need to hear Pinball Wizard again, frankly. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I never need to hear Pinball Wizard again. But
somebody's doing that on stage here somewhere. I was reading that a couple of weeks ago.
The Tommy?
Yeah.
No one. I
somebody
can't.
In Tigard.
You know, when you think rock and roll soul, you think Tigard. Mm-hmm. All right. We should know, by the way, that we are now... Hold on. We are now entering... Let me make sure that I've got it here. I'm going to play Scotty J's Stormwatch open and close. Just so you can understand why they're not going to be played ever again after today. Because Scotty, he made those Man on the Street things, and he made the... what else? He's made some other stuff for us, hasn't he? Some top fives. Yeah. He's done some top five production, and he did the,
winning.
Oh, he did the winner sound for the mystery sound. And so he was, he had a really good streak going on. The streak is now over. This is, we asked him to create the Stormwatch open. Here's, let's see. This is his Stormwatch open.
Riders on the storm.
See, and Akira expected a big cavalcade of sound effects. And then it just goes to L.A. Woman, like, for no readily discernible reason. I guess she's in L.A., maybe.
Yeah.
But that just doesn't make any sense. And then I'm thinking, okay, it's going to go somewhere exciting, and then any moment it'll... And then with the... No. And then it's over.
It's all right.
Okay, would you like to hear Stormwatch close?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, because you need to go out with something really punchy. Mm. You need to end the segment, like if you've heard the Geek Watch or the Clergy Watch, you need to end the segment with something that's really, really powerful. Something that really grabs you by the lapels. Something that just takes you and just... And then, no.
One of toil and blood.
No.
When blackness was a virtue.
See,
the road was full of mud.
This isn't a real pick-me-up. This is depressing. This is what happens. This is what you play when she's voted off. Not that that will happen.
Shelter from the storm.
Shelter from the storm.
It's picked solely because it's got storm in the chorus.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you should think of the context to which storm is used.
Or, listen to the song.
Well, that being the case, we could use the Wreck of the Emma Fitzgerald. That is a storm, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. So there you go. I'm just saying, no.
He worked hard on this.
He worked really hard. I'm saying nobody hits it. Nobody hits it the home run every time.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty has done some really great pieces of production.
Well, it's not like it's the end of his career.
These are not...
Well,
no.
It's not my personal call to make. Maybe somebody else in this room has that power.
No. He's done really great work. He's done really good... I'm just saying...
And we'll do more in the future.
Look, everybody... everybody stumbles a time or two. These are not as high energy as the watches we normally use, like the Geek Watch or the Clergy Watch. Those are very upbeat. Those are very powerful. This is...
Stop, you know you're going to hurt his feelings. He's really sad.
I'm not hurting his feelings.
Let me show you something.
Oh, I see. Now here comes the defense. What are you doing?
That's how it goes.
He's dancing.
That's right.
Why were you just dancing now?
Because that song is kind of a...
Oh, a visual. Shelter from the storm?
I'll give you a visual.
You were just... Hold on. Dancing a jig to Shelter from the Storm in the studio?
Well, you should play it again.
All right, hold on. We're going to play the song. Dance a little jig here. All right, here we go.
Okay, it's on.
That's him. No.
I don't know what he's doing.
Please go away. No.
When blackness was
Scotty just came in and was dancing in this... Why was he doing that just now?
I think
it's something only he can see.
That's fantastic. Oh, his answer on the screen is that it's Peppy. The song is Peppy. Who's this Peppy?
They got me tapping the torch.
It's Peppy. Jesus God. This song has an onion on its belt, too. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. Well, before we take any calls, should we play Storm's performance?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have got here. Is my computer up?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Storm's performance. This is including her intro last night. This is Storm Large. This is her intro and intro, and then her performance on Rockstar Supernova.
Storm Large is my real name. The name totally works for me because people remember it. I've been told, oh, you're just selling your sexuality instead of your talent. But first and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage, and I take control of the show and give everybody a good time and elevate the room.
Well, she looks really beautiful up there, too.
She sure does.
Live up to her name.
Okay, let's stop and acknowledge for a moment how terrible Brooke Burke is. And what an unbelievably wooden and uncharismatic woman
she
is.
Might as well play Lois Lane in Superman.
I know that women always try to, I don't want to have any body fat. Here's the thing, when you don't have any body fat at all, you look like the Crypt Keeper. And that's kind of where Brooke Burke is at this point now. I don't find her attractive at all.
Really? Because I thought she was really attractive.
Last night or like 10 years ago on Wild On? I didn't find her attractive.
I think it's a skewed perception for women now of what is deemed to be beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. Women and men have now gotten so completely on different paths from each other on what is attractive. I'm not saying that guys wouldn't do Brooke Burke. Clearly they would. And there's some guy out there that go, I like my women
she's
to be underfed.
She's so noticeably uncomfortable. Like, she doesn't listen to that. You can tell that she's never listened to Guns N' Roses.
And she just has no personality. She's dull. She's dull. Look, here's another example. Like Carmen Electra, who you'd think they just skip the middleman and get Carmen Electra because Dave Navarro's on the program. Mm-hmm. Carmen Electra's the same way. Did you ever see her count down the top 40 metal videos on VH1? It was cringe-inducing. How hard is it to read a cue card and just kind of seem like you know what you're doing? You know? It's like it's the first time they're seeing any of the words. That's the thing. It's like it's the first time that she's seeing any of these. And so, coming up, even then, I'm like less wooden than she is. All right.
So this is Storm
last night on Rockstar Supernova. And see, she dressed, she was sexy looking, but not slutty. Unlike some of the other female contestants who we will point out later. And all of us were all like, woo! We were all the woo guy last night. She's doing a smart thing here, too, where she's not wailing right at the beginning. She's singing in the lower register. She's singing in that black woman register. Come on, how great is that? There's Tommy Lee nodding his head, wondering if he has a shot.
He doesn't.
No. Now the answer is no, Tommy. Come on. Fantastic. We'll be right back. hair for this? Is she like newly strawberry blonde sort of? See, that's a really smart thing, though, that she doesn't try to sing the whole song that way. She just screams just enough to let you know. Just enough to let you know she can do it.
I think we've got some banter here, too. I think it's where...
She said, thank you, my people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, listen. Now, first of all, before we play, I think we've got the banter here, and then we'll take some call stuff. But I... So there's a storm on Rockstar Supernova last night. So the... So this is what I said. It was so stressful for us to watch it. I was saying that we're sitting there just like hope, just like watching the screen and then like making observations to each other about this. But at the same time, just like gripping the seat like so hard. Like, so what do you think about this? I'm trying to watch this, you know, because it was so nerve wracking. And so she was first up, though. Which is, that's got to be tough when you're the first one up there. But
she makes a great comment about it, though.
She makes a great comment, and we'll play the banter here in a second with her and Tommy Lee, where I think he calls her spicy. But the great thing is, they picked her to be first, and then that Duran guy, Lucas, to be last. And he, in my opinion, is the second best performer after her. I mean, he's the serious challenge to her, in my opinion. But I think it's a telling sign that they bookended with her and him. They know, they didn't just pick them numbers out of a hat. They had to have sat down and thought about what order these people were going to go in. That's why that crazy girl was in the middle. Because you start big with Storm, you know, in the middle, you throw somebody like a curveball in, like the crazy girl, we'll talk about her. And
there was those two, oh, God.
And then you end big with Lucas.
The two Nickelback guys after her.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, is you start big and then people will tolerate some crap. And then Like the guy from Iceland.
Oh, that was awkward.
Well, how bad did you feel that he just even
was there?
Well,
maybe he was happy just to get out of that country for a day or two.
And he's like the number one singer in Iceland, too. You know, where they just sit around and drink
Iceland Idol.
Bjork, yeah. Iceland, Reykjavik Idol. But they had to have put her first for some reason. I think it's because they know that she's really good. And the great thing about Storm's performance is that she didn't give them everything. She didn't go all out like Crazy Girl did later on, whatever that girl's name is. Delilo? Delal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something. Because she has nowhere left to go. She did the whole, like, ooh, I'm spooky, I'm crazy. We'll talk about that. But Storm.
She did peak early.
Storm held something back, so she can give him a little something next week. Let's see. Tommy Lee calls her spicy.
Stormy. Let me just congratulate
Dave Navarro.
You kicking off the season.
Thank you.
Super dope. That was badass, man.
Thank you.
Hi, spicy.
Yeah.
Careful, sailor.
I'm curious why you picked that song.
Will you have sex with me?
Tommy? I am unafraid.
Yeah.
So, did it freak you out to be the first performer?
Gilby
tonight?
Clark.
I like being first.
I don't, man. Keep
and it. I get a clean mic.
See? Right, they do show him a lot.
All right, there you go. So that storm last night on Rockstar Supernova. Now, it's telling that for the rest of the night, she was the one they cut to most for reaction shots. And I had several people mention it to me. It's not just my imagination. They constantly cut to her for reaction shots. The camera really likes her, and the guy, the producers of the show, obviously like her. So that's good news. All right.
She's not pretending. I mean, she is just a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
And I don't know these other people. I mean, they could, all be jerks.
No, they're heathens.
Yeah.
They're dead to us.
She didn't give away the whole bag of candy last night.
Yes. Let's welcome Kristen from accounting, who joins us now. She was there last night. We were watching this at Sabalas. Kristen from accounting. How are you, sister?
I'm peachy keen.
All right. So I've got your performer by performer assessment here.
Yeah. Could that have been any longer? I'm like, thank God they're going to cut some of those people down.
90 minutes it went last night. Yeah. And
but
so...
trying to comment on all of them was, it's like, oh my God, there were so many.
No, and we'll
That's
be...
I was taking notes.
We will be referring to your notes frequently as we recap this today.
Well, as I noticed, that was the first thing, because, I went and met my friend Stephanie after we watched the show.
Right.
To, compare notes and talk about the whole thing, which we did for, 3 hours.
Yeah.
But, that was my main comment was, it's so... obvious to me anyway that Storm is that much a cut above all those people because of just what you were talking about, the fact that she held back, she didn't show them all of her cards right up front. She still has something, she can kick him in the butt later on down the road.
And that shows confidence.
She knew she wouldn't be one of the first ones out. She's far too good.
It is the unsophisticated and insecure performer who does everything, who gives it all away in the first 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And that's what that Delana chick did. did. What else is she going to do now?
No, it's and if you all saw the show last night, you know we're talking about it.
You were calling it the chicken dance that she was doing.
I'd play her performance, but there's no point. I mean, it's just she's got kind of a very low voice. That's the only thing unique about her singing style. Delana was this girl. She sang, was it Come As You Are?
No, Lithium.
Lithium by Nirvana.
Yeah.
And she just and she has like a hood up over her head, and she's got like weird multicolored stringy hair.
Looks like she was gonna kill. She looked like the Unabomber there at the very beginning.
And she was just staring like straight into the camera, just like, ooh, I'm creepy. Look at me, I'm a serial killer, and just like doing this dead eyed stare, which was pretty unnerving. I got to admit that it was creepy. And then at the chorus, wham, she like started spazzing around like she was having some sort of a fit, or like what my grandmother would call a conniption.
Yeah.
Which was creepy, but it's like, now she's like, what's she going to, unless she sets herself on fire, there's nothing for her to do next week.
See, and this morning, though, she was the one online that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I think she was so freaky. I think people are going to get tired of that.
She's a novelty act.
Because she won't have anything else to do.
Yeah, no, she's a novelty act. That'll never last.
She'll be playing at country fairs by next year.
Yes, exactly.
Did you see the little blurb? There was a little article in Willamette Week yesterday, too.
Mm-mm.
A little interview with her where she said, you know, they said.
With Storm?
Yeah. And my favorite comment was they asked her, you know, when she went in for the interview, apparently they asked her, you know, do you really think a 37-year-old, you know, have you ever heard of a 37-year-old becoming a rock star? She said, I am a rock star. You just haven't heard of me yet.
See, that's the attitude that's going to win.
Storm. And that's what they're going to see, you know, week to week to week.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. There's a Kristen from Parkham. Yes, we'll be referring to her. No, she because we were just all too enraptured in the
Well, no, and I think having a younger person might not be beneficial to, you know, all those guys who are so much older.
Well, and, you know, and you got to figure, I mean, it's like that girl who was like 22 or whatever, that Southern girl.
One,
yeah, like she'd make a good country
singer.
She
drove up in her Volkswagen bus.
Yeah. No, she'd
do well at retail.
No, she'd make a good country singer, I think. But she's...
What about the Pamela Anderson looking chick?
Oh, the porn star chick?
Yeah, hello singing porn star.
Yeah, I think she was actually greased up. I was looking at her. I think she actually was. Somebody had slathered her with grease at some point. She was like a Taylor Dane kind of a thing. That's never. You're not going to. And I don't think with these guys, you're going to get anywhere just by looking like a hoe. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, you got to be attractive and so forth. But
well,
I mean,
they have been in the industry so long. But do you think that not giving them enough credit, or will they be blinded by the fact that somebody's just really good looking?
I don't know. Don't you wish you could see what was going on in Tommy Lee's head?
Yeah.
Like, don't you wish you could follow that guy's train of thought as he was? Because now, was it? All right. I can't remember whether this is an on-air conversation or an off-air conversation. I get that matters. Not like he's listening. Did we hear at some point that when they first, when Storm first went down there, that his first comment to her was something kind of, you know, I don't know, a little saucy?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I'm just assuming that's the case.
I bet that's it.
Anyway. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know. And I think the fact that she's not like 20 years old, that she is in her 30s, I think it helps too, because they're probably going to have the same kind of music taste. You know? And she's been around, and she, you know, she knows what she's doing. Let's see. I've got all of these emails coming in. Storm has ovaries of brass. Says this email. How about this? Rick, Storm almost brought the house down with her very strong opener. For the most part, the guys sucked and the chicks rocked. That is completely true. The guys were all terrible except
for the last guy.
Except for that guy at the end, who I know that Sarah's not quite the big fan of him that I am.
I know. Well, I was having a conversation with someone last night, and I think that it probably will end up being a girl, because what of those guys can you see fronting those three power players? I mean, I don't see them being comfortable having some 22-year-old singer on the
front. Totally. That's the thing. And plus, those guys are all famous, but none of those guys were the most famous member of their own band. Maybe Tommy Lee, but probably not, because Nikki Sixx is probably the most famous guy from Motley Crue. Jason Newsted, clearly not the most famous guy from Metallica. And Gilby Clark, not even an original member. Gilby Clark is like the third guitarist they had there. He's like the third rhythm guitarist. So none of those guys were the most famous member of their own group, so they're not going to want some guy that they're going to be overshadowed by. You know, you figure they got to go with somebody who's not going to be like an alpha male. They'd probably be more comfortable with like an alpha female, if anything. Let's see, where's my phone thing here? We'll get to...
As good as that guy is, Rick, I mean, can you see him actually singing in front of those three guys?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't. He seems like cut from a different cloth anyway. Chris.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
No, yeah. Storm was like the hottest thing ever last night.
Yeah, no, she was fantastic and hot in a way that wasn't like because that porn.
Not skanky hot.
Well, that girl you keep talking about, what was her name even? I'm looking here. Hold on.
Bambi. Can we just call her Bambi?
Let's see. Oh yeah, Jill Giola. She's saying, "Peace of my heart." Kristen's assessment.
The New York girl.
Yeah, Kristen's assessment is a good screamer, but too much porn star look. Tommy Lee might like that, though. Great pipes, not a great performance. And it's so, I think it's almost cheating to use, like, "Peace of my heart" by Janis Joplin, because the whole song is one long scream. There's no sense of dynamic there. So, yeah, but Storm was great, and she had power and confidence, too.
Yeah, and I also know they got the rules for you on how they're kicking them off.
Yeah.
It's the viewer votes are just to determine the bottom three, and then the band kicks the person off after the performances tonight.
So tonight, the bottom three vote-getters will appear on the show, and then they all sing one song each. And then the band confers among themselves, and they say, "Look, so-and-so, about the band, you're out.
Put in.
Yeah, geez, I'm sorry, it's just not working out. Right?
Exactly.
All right, cool. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
All right,
well, that's comforting, because if she does end up in the bottom three, which she won't, but if she does, you know, then it's them that are going to be judging it.
Yeah, well,
not America who voted for George W. Bush.
Totally. Well, and that helps avoid by the Chris Daughtry thing, like that American Idol, where you get one weird voting aberration and it just screws everything up. All right. Let's see. Looking at the, where did I go here? We'll get Diane in a second. This is Jim. Jim, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sarah. Nice to hear you guys talking about this show, because you know the cool thing about this show is that it's limited in a sense to the rock and roll genre, unlike American Idol, where you can have really, literally any kind of music. And it's cool to hear the two of you, big rock fans, talk about this. You know, my take is very similar to yours, and that is the producers, one, like Storm Large, two, kind of put her in that first position to give it a real hot lead-in, but I think she needs to kind of play it a little bit. I think she needs to kind of throw it out there a little bit more than she did last night. She's got some, you know, all of those women are not unattractive, and hey, you know,
when you say throw it out, you mean like sexually speaking, or like
a little
singing?
More. I think, you know, that conservative black dress. Storm's got a beautiful body. She needs to kind
of but all of those chicks were doing that though, and it's like and after a while, it's like you don't even notice it. You're like, another chick with a low cut dress shaking it. You know,
I think that to have her in the first position, it made her kind of forgettable. By the time there were 14 other, you know, what I thought, you know, pretty decent singers, most of them. You know, I didn't think that there were really any super, super bad ones.
I will acknowledge this. Here's the thing. I will say in a way, we're talking about Storm Large on Rockstar Supernova last night. I will say in a way, hear me out on this, in a way, Storm didn't stand out, by which I mean the ones you remember are the ones that were just so weird and jarringly strange.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the crazy girl, and I remember, like, the guy who sang Roxanne.
And the girl in the spandex with the, like,
the tail
thing.
The Puerto Rican girl, yeah. Like, really, the ones I remember, I mean, I only remember that guy at the end, Lucas, because he was last. But the ones I remember from last night aren't the really good ones. The ones I remember were the ones where it was just like you were jabbing a meat thermometer into your ear.
Hey, well, now, what about that Patrice Patrick, who was about midway through? Now, that girl was really throwing it out there. I mean, I'm not talking about just her femininity, but I'm talking about putting her balls into her singing, you know? I mean, I don't know. She was a standout.
Interesting visual.
And then you also yes. Remember the part where Tommy Lee was talking with one of the other singers, not Storm, but he said, hey, I mean, you know, we're talking about a dirty rock band here.
No, it's. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like they're not going to sound... it's just like one of the bands that they came from, probably. But it's not going to be an adult contemporary band either, clearly. So.
Yeah, and then what about that lady, Zara, who belted, who, you know, busted out
with Evanescence? You can
do
the whole recap. Oh, man, Evanescence. Well, first of all, covering an Evanescence song is no way to win over anybody who's not Sarah.
I love that song.
That's fine. But that was almost, look, I'm all for people representing their culture and their whatever. But it just almost seemed, it was just so predictable because she's... is she from Texas, but she's originally from Puerto Rico? Is that the thing with her?
I don't know,
but she gets up to cover an Evanescence song, and immediately there's, like, the Spanish, like, the flamenco guitar, you know, and she's all, and she's, you know, and she's, you know, and she's got, like, you know, like, the whole sort of, you know, like, Spanish feel to it and everything, and it just seemed like, I don't know, it was a little too predictable, so.
You know, hey, talking about that, Delana, the one who's got all the piercings and all the weirdness,
yes.
You know.
Longest call ever.
The thing about her is she looks hungry.
She looks like she wants this really bad.
I don't know. I didn't like her either.
I didn't like you. Very off-putting, definitely.
What was that thing on her chin? You know what I'm talking about? She had that weird... Because that's not like a... What is that? Labrea? What is that thing?
It's a labrea piercing.
But it's not like the ones I've seen in the past. It was bizarre looking. It was all huge and elongated, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked almost like a goatee. It went down.
Like, it looks like she missed a spot when she was shaving. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, my friend. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. You've got to get the other listeners on. But listen, I'm going to be real interested to stay in touch with the Rick Emerson Show about this show as it evolves.
Yes, and we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you for being nice.
No, it was nice. I felt like I could leave the studio and get a snack for a while. He was completely comfortable. No, that guy could have just taken this. He could have done the rest of the show. Do we have to break?